sermon today, and John 15, we're going to start there. We're not going to go back because I look around and every one of you looks like you've been a part of this series with me. If you haven't, just act like you have because I'm going to skip all the review and I'm going to share something totally awesome. So let's do this. John 15, starting in verse 1. I am the true vine, my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit taketh away, and every branch that bears fruit, he purges it and may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except if it abide in the vine. No more can you except ye abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me, I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. Stop right there, and I'm going to keep going in a second. That's one of my favorite verses in the Bible. About without me, you can do nothing. We're talking about the fruit of the Spirit, not the fruits, right? The fruit. The fruit of the Spirit is the demonstration of who we are as believers. It says this, and so this morning, before I close out this series on the fruit of the Spirit, about abiding in the Spirit, this scripture right here says, I am the vine, and you are the branches. When you stay connected to me, the life source of everything you have, you will bear much fruit. If you disconnect from me, you can do nothing. You have no fruit. So if I look around at the Christians today, and I'm saying, are you fruitful? I'm not here to be critical of you. I'm here to judge you, and I'm not here to promote you. I'm here to let you know, if you have no fruit on the branches, it's very difficult to know who your vine is connected to, or who your branches are connected to, which vine you're connected to. If you're less than fruitful in your patience, in your love, in your joy, in your peace, in your kindness, in your gentleness, in your self-control, if those things aren't a demonstration of us, then therefore there might be a disconnect between you and the vine. You follow me here? It says you will bear much fruit. These are the fruit of the Spirit. So therefore, as Christians, we ought to be demonstrating the fruit of the Spirit. We ought to be demonstrating the fruit of being a believer, the fruit of a changed life, one that lives holy, one that lives righteous, one that lives pure, one that longs for to live and show out the goodness of God. So if this is the demonstration of who we are, John 14 just basically, or 15, basically lays it out and says, I am the vine, you are the branches. When you stay connected to me, you'll bear much fruit. And when you bear much fruit, I like to prune you. I just was thinking that this week because I wanted to add this into the sermon. I thought, you know what, forget it. We're not going to do any review. This is going to be new. That way we can set something fresh. If you are bearing fruit, pruning is actually good. Now, I am personally, as you've heard the rumors about me growing up, I'm not a gardener. Those that Beth likes to share the story, so does my mother, that those that remember this, if you've been around, you've heard it already, but my mom was not smart enough to realize that when she assigned every one of us boys, and me, a row of green beans. And I'm saying a row is longer than this. I mean, it's longer than this sanctuary. We had a huge garden. It was almost an acre total. And so that's a huge for me as a kid. It was really big. And so we had four rows of green beans. And you know what? I got the same row. So I chose this row. And what I did, because I was a smart kid, I really didn't care how many green beans we produced. I care about how much work I had to produce. See how that works? You see where I'm going here? So I got the bushel, and I was picking beans. And about every fifth plant, I would just tear out. Guys, hey. You got to think this through. And so about every fifth plant, I'd pare out. And I'd have then I would once in a while go take a trip over to our field. We had a big field in our backyard. We'd throw them in the field because they would just wither and die. And I'd go in there. And so my first bushel was as big as everybody else's. The second time I picked beans, because remember, they keep growing back, right? They don't stop. I didn't have as many as my brother. My mom was like, why? I said, I don't know. Isn't that sad that somebody would do that just to get out of work? So needless to say, I'm not the best gardener in the world. But then I do remember my mom going out there when we weren't picking beans and doing stuff, and she'd go out there and she'd cut stuff. I'm like, why are you cutting those flowers? You're ruining them. You're destroying them. And then next week, they come back with more. I'm like, oh, no, stop cutting them. That's more work for me. Pruning produces more fruit. Getting rid of obstacles in your life that are hindrances to growing fruit and bearing fruit are good things, not bad things. And pruning is not God smiting you, which is what I was taught as a kid. He'll smite you because he's mad at you. No, pruning is him going and saying, Adam, do you really think that that's the kind of attitude you should have towards this situation? That's pruning me. Why? Because then I can be more fruitful next time that situation comes up. And so when we become more fruitful, we become people who need to be pruned more. And pruning is a good thing, not a bad thing. Pruning means you cut away the things that can't grow anymore, so it leaves room for things that can grow more. That means that we know this branch is coming at the end of its fruitfulness, so if we cut this back a little bit, next thing you know, this branch might multiply into two or three new ones, and more fruit comes out. And that is how the kingdom of God works. Is if you're bearing fruit, I get to prune you. And I used to, you know, cringe when I was a kid. Don't prune me, because I didn't. But now I look back and say, prune me, please. Cut those things out of my life that can't bear any more fruit. Maybe that life cycle is done. Maybe that branch need to go get cut back so they can go a different direction, and I can see more fruit come. And so when we talk about the fruit of the Spirit, we talk about being fruitful. This is because you got to stay connected to the vine. And so we talked about the fruit of the Spirit. And this is where really my heart is this morning. And I just really feel like this is a more important word. And truly, Cherie, it goes right along with what you're saying about preparation. And that's why I decided in the last 15 minutes to switch out. I was not sure if I was going to share this morning. But I need to, because this is going to be the crux, the heart of what I want to share. If we come and prepare ourselves, I don't know if it was this week we were talking to somebody, my brother and I were on the phone, we're talking about hell. Talking about Jesus. Oh, Monday night we're talking about Jesus coming back, and that kind of pushed my mindset throughout the week. Am I ready? Well, yeah, I'm ready. I'm going to go to heaven, but no, am I ready? Is my branches getting pruned that this week I'm going to be more fruitful than I was last week? Am I producing fruit in the kingdom? Not am I happy in my life, and is my bank account bigger, or I'm really happy here? Is my all of the above, am I being fruitful in the kingdom of God? If my bank account's bigger, am I sowing more? If I have more peace, am I giving it and giving more peace to other people around me? See, we're not supposed to just be so fruitful that we eat all of our own fruit. We can go and take every one of those pieces of fruit has seed, right? So if you're getting more fruit, what are you doing? You got more seed to give. We become fruitful people that make people around us more fruitful too. Imagine if the church became more fruitful and then we were producing more fruit and the fruit around us, they produce more fruit. The kingdom of God would advance and we could do many things. But apart from us being connected to the vine, are we connected? So my challenge before I even start this morning, the last two fruit demonstrations of being led by the Spirit, is just a challenge. Are we connected really? Are you every single day of your life connecting to the source, the vine, the true vine? Because if you're a branch that disconnects a little bit, your branches start getting brittle. They can break. And eventually, if we keep going, you'll be cut off and be useless. I don't want to scare you, because that's why I cut that off. I don't want to scare people today. But no, if your branches aren't being fruitful, I'll cut them, I'll gather them up and throw them in the fire, it says, the next verse. Being fruitful isn't just, there's not just the blessing of being fruitful, but there's consequences for being unfruitful. We have been given gifts and talents. We've been given the anointing of God. We've been given the opportunity to be fruitful. And if you're not using it, it gets cut off, like the talents that were given to the ones that didn't use it. He took the one and gave them to the other because he says, you didn't use them. Our fruit ought to be manifested by producing fruit in other people. And imagine if we were more fruitful like that alone. And I want to encourage you this morning, are we connected every day? Because the reason why this is important is because the last two fruit that we're going to go through is something that in my life the last couple months has been really a struggle. And I find out that when I don't stay connected in prayer, when I don't stay connected in the Word of God, I become less patient. I become less self-controlled. I become less gentle. I become less of what I should be demonstrating as fruit. I have less love to give out when I'm disconnected from the love of my life, the one who is love. You can't operate in true love until you stay connected to love himself, enjoy himself. This is who he is. And so are we staying connected? Are we staying intimate with God every day? You don't skip a day. Well, I'm going to take today off. Well, then you're not going to have fruit today. And then when a trial comes your way, you got to fight this on your own. And apart from him, you can do nothing, verse 5. And you have no way to get out of that trial. But with him, you can do all things. We're more than conquerors. So let's just believe today that it's time, as a word of warning, as a word of encouragement, as a word of correction. I don't care how you want to take it. Let's get reconnected. Let's make it every single day our goal to stay so connected to the Lord that our life demonstrates that peace and that joy and those fruit of the Spirit that ought to be evident every day in our life. So my question, what I'm going to get to in a minute, is if we're not seeing the fruit every day in our life, I know why. It's because we disconnected from the vine. So if patience isn't something that you operate in well, then get reconnected to the vine. If self-control is something you struggle with, then get reconnected to the vine. And so he can give you the power to be that. It's the Holy Spirit empowering these things. You know that. That's why they're the fruits of the Spirit. Because it's the Holy Spirit inside us empowering us. So let's go. We went through love, joy, peace. And then we went through